It's time for our weekly astronomy slot where we look up at the wonders of the night sky. And on the line is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, thanks for joining me as usual.
My pleasure.
Now, David, we can't... Okay, so let's just be clear for listeners here. Okay, I went to the Starbecue on Saturday night where I met David Moore in the flesh for the first time. So we've been doing this program nearly a year, but I hadn't actually ever met him before. And it was delighted to meet him at Starbecue. And I was amazed at the amount of people that turned up for it because the weather was not in our favour at that. But it was amazing the amount of people that turned up. And what I saw at it was just... out of this world in relation to some of the photographs I saw, some of the people I talked to about telescopes, that own telescopes, and the cost of those telescopes as well. It's just phenomenal. Now, David, let's talk about that Starbecue because it really was a very special night, even though the weather did not play ball.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to meet you as well. I've been looking forward to it a long time. It's so easy to do all these things virtually. But yeah, weather, we're not overly worried about the weather because we will repeat the telescope session on Friday if it's clear, Saturday if Friday's not clear, on any Friday or Saturday until we get a clear sky. So we've been running Starbecue since 1992 and we learned this trick to beat the Irish weather. As people will know, you certainly need to beat the Irish weather if you want to watch the sky from this country.
Now, we will have this stuff edited for next Monday. I mean, it's a community radio station, so we're all volunteers here. I will have this stuff edited for next week, and I've got some very nice stuff I got at it. But some of the things that struck me at it was Nicola Fletcher, for example. You introduced me to Nicola, who is a telescope owner, and after looking at the pictures that Anthony Lynch had, the photographs, I didn't think that I would come across something better. But Nicola was telling me that she never takes pictures. That what she does is she looks at all these things through an expensive telescope that she has, a really, really cool telescope that she has, and she sketches what she sees, sketches it out, and she showed me some of the sketches on the phone, and they were just amazing, David.
Yeah, when I started off, that's how most people did it, or a lot of people did anyway. We had film photography back then. And it was hard to focus. Today, a digital camera is dead easy. You can see the picture about to take, make sure it's super sharp, and snap away. And digital cameras outperform film cameras on long exposures. Because actually, film gets fatigued after more than a fraction of a second. So digital cameras, about 20-odd years ago, revolutionized astronomy, especially for amateurs. But sketching is still a great way of doing things. And one thing we were hoping to show people, and will do it Friday and Saturday in the future, is that the pictures you see of these deep sky objects, the Andromeda Galaxy, the Orion Nebula, they look very solid. But when you see them live in a telescope, it's almost like they're a totally different object. You can see through them. They have this ethereal quality to the light. And that's what Starbecue is all about, meeting people who do sketches, people who do photography, advanced photography, Tom O'Donoghue there, who does even deeper, larger telescope photography. And Starbecue is not just about the telescopes. It's about the speakers we had, some brilliant talks. I love the BBC presenters.
Yeah, I'm going to come to them in a moment. I'm not forgetting about them, David. You needn't worry. I just want to get these couple of things out of the way because the speakers did fascinate me too. But I just want to get this out of the way because, for example, Anthony Lynch, the photographer, I was just looking at the photographs. I actually bought two photographs in the end. I just couldn't leave without taking two photographs. I bought one where he did a Milky Way in Ardmore in Waterford. And I also bought another one of the moon in five phases of the moon over the Dunsink Observatory. And when you see some of the pictures he has, they are definitely a talking point if someone walks into your house and they're on the wall.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we want to say about Anthony's pumps practically all of the Starbecues, sends his pictures into our magazine as well. He took a lovely one over the Rock of Domaes. Of the eclipse back in September. It's going into the next issue of the magazine. And he's a painter and decorator by trade, so not a scientist. And he just got hooked on photographing the night sky. And, you know, you can start this with your camera phone. They'll take remarkably good pictures. I've seen even the cheap ones these days take better pictures or faint, show fainter stars than you can see with the naked eye. And from there on, you can get really hooked on getting a bigger camera, having it on a tracking mount so you can collect light for much longer. And then you can see hundreds, if not thousands of times more detail. And, of course, if you know what's coming up, which is where you need Astronomy Island magazine, you can position the moon and other things with planets nearby them to get these rare shots when the two are posing together. And Anthony is a classic example of that. He must be the leading person in the whole country. He spends an enormous amount of time doing it. Search for Anthony Lynch Photography online. You'll find his site. And, like you, buy some of his prints. We'll print them small in the magazine, but we always ask them to put a link in so people can get the large prints. Well worth
absolutely
decorating your house with.
Now, speaking of the speakers, and we do them in backwards because very quickly on each speaker, but following all the drama in Terminal 2 at the airport, you finally got Dr. George Dransfield. Now, George is a lady, not a man. George Dransfield talking about exoplanets. Tell our listeners a little bit about George Dransfield.
Yeah, well, maybe we should avoid what happened in Terminal 2 on the day. All it did was it ruined our timetable a bit. Mm. We were only out by about 10 minutes in the airport.
Yeah.
They let the people out quick. And thank goodness they did, because we were talking to her about possibly zooming in her talk.
From the airport.
It'd be a shame. She was in Dublin Airport, and we were in the Wicklow Mountains. And it would have been a shame to have come that far not to get there in person. But we got her there in person. And you can see why the BBC picked her as a presenter. Her talk was very interesting about exoplanets, but her style of talking
absolutely.
Was full of jokes,
yep.
Funny anecdotes. You know, people, we can whet their appetite. We're probably going to put the talks online. We've recorded them digitally.
Yep.
And, you know, all, from Christmas dinner at the South Pole, I just say that much, that might whet people's appetite. And all points in between were covered.
And if you're ever going to the South, if you're ever going to there, you need to bring a pair of jeans with you. Isn't that it?
People should watch the lecture. We'll announce the lectures when they're available on social media. And, you know, if you want an entertaining about 45 minutes, you've got to listen to her talk. And tune in to BBC 4 every month.
Yeah.
Again, our social media, whenever it's coming up, we'll tell people when the show is coming up. She was on the last one. You might be able to watch it on the BBC player if you know how to do that. But she'll be on, I think she said there are 8 shows a year, and she's booked on 5 of them this year. All the presenters don't appear on all the shows.
And then,
but you will find out why she is a presenter on the BBC. They don't let just anyone on to talk to their flagship
Absolutely,
program.
Absolutely. And the power of the graph, as she said herself, the power of the graph, putting graphs up. Then we had Dr. Oisin Craner. And the one thing I learned from his lecture was that, as you said before many times on this program, magnification is not what telescopes is about.
Yes, and maybe coming up to Christmas, perhaps well before Christmas, we used to run a huge telescope shop. That all ended with the Celtic Tiger ending. And what we now do is we have links on our website to a company in Europe that actually supplies telescopes. But we found about Halloween, people stop thinking of Halloween, start thinking of Christmas. So around that time, maybe it's time to give people some advice on telescopes. But like the simple advice is this. First of all, get yourself a pair of binoculars. We actually raffled a pair of those off on the night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fantastic. They are two telescopes, binocular telescopes. That's just shortened to binoculars. But they're fixed magnification, so you can handhold them. They're always low magnification. And then a telescope, when you're picking a telescope, you go by diameter. As Oisin explained, the wider the telescope, the more light it's collecting. You don't want to over-magnify things. And some things are very faint. You're better off having them small and bright than big and diluted down.
Now, then we had the other Dr. Simon Steele from the SETI in California joined us live on Zoom, and he was talking about extraterrestrial life and the ongoing monitoring of that throughout in outer space.
Yeah, we were very lucky to get Simon Steele. He's actually the deputy director of SETI, which is the serious scientific hunt for ET, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI. and they're trying to find radio signals. We've got a few hints at things, but nothing that we could repeat. So there's no sort of community radio Alpha Centauri for people to tune into yet. But they are hoping to find it within our lifetime. Funding is always the problem. And he explained the way they go about it. So a lot of people will probably know about SETI. It's an app you can get running on your computer in the background that analyzes all the radio signals, because they need enormous amounts of computing power. And today it's also been looked at by communicating with lasers, which we're starting to use in our own technology these days. Mm. Some spacecraft are now communicating, not with radio waves, but with lasers. Radio waves sort of go off in all directions, just like the signal of our radio station now.
Mm-hmm.
But lasers, you can target them, so you don't need as much power. And everything, you know, your internet's probably done these days with fiber optics, which is lasers or light going down a thin wire. So it's a much more efficient way of doing things. And all that's in the future. And I know people working there have said, within our lifetime, they expect front-page story on the newspaper one day soon to be ET found.
Now, David, we've about 2 minutes and 15 seconds. I want you to wrap up in that time. What's on this week? What people should look out for this week? If you could do it in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Go.
Okay, well, Saturn is closest to the Earth. That's what we're hoping to show people through the telescopes. We actually have a Saturn watch in October, more details of that online. But if you've got your own telescope, you can see the ring's edge on. With the naked eye, you can see it now from sunset until sunrise. I was looking at it myself last night. The rings are almost edge on, extremely rare to see that. 2039 is the next time. So our next Saturn watch is on October 21st. Apart from the ticket holders for Starbucks, you'll get a chance Friday or Saturday. The International Space Station is blazing across the sky. On our social media, just before sunset, we'll post the exact time to watch and any space chases. There are 7 astronauts on board, extremely bright. I saw one of the space chases last week with that Cygnus resupply craft that we were talking about. And then on Saturday evening, you can see the star Antares, the brightest star in Scorpius, very close to the moon. You'd be able to cover the moon and the star with your finger at arm's length. And there's a diagram for that in the magazine. So there are a few things to see, but the space station and Saturn, they're the main players this week.
Okay, and speaking of that space chaser, because there was that was the cause of a hiccup at the docking, wasn't it?
Yeah, we thought we'd only get one chance to see it when they launched, and 2 days later it docked. But there was a software problem, now it turns out, and the motors fired wrong. Once they fixed that, they were able to get it to dock about, I think it was 1 day late. And I just managed to see the resupply craft about 60 seconds behind the ISS as it flew over. And it's an incredible sight. It's the brightest thing in the sky when it flies over. So do follow that on the social media. And there's diagrams for Antares near the moon in the magazine. That's a naked eye thing, but even better in a pair of binoculars, because you'll get up close then. And lots more to see next week and in coming weeks.
Now, and if I was to say to you, what do people know? If people want to get involved in astronomy now, what do they need to do?
Right, well, astronomy.ie is our website. You can go there, you can join, get the magazine posted to you. In fact, then Sky Notes section will be emailed instantly that you join. That'll happen 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It costs about €1 a week because it's mostly done by volunteers. And there are evening classes coming up next month as well. You can read about those online. So there's loads of things to do. There's events, classes.
Great.
But the magazine every month really keeps people informed.
And just let the people know, we're going to do an extended edition of the astronomy slot next Monday to cover these interviews that I did at the thing. And I'll have David live as well. And we can talk about them. So we'll do an extended piece slot on that next Monday. So stay tuned for that. And I also met someone from Piltown in County Kilkenny there as well. So stay tuned.
Oh yeah, there were people from Kerry up to Donegal there. Absolutely. And I look forward to reliving it with you next week.
Okay, David, thanks as always. That's David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine.